Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Between Two Worlds. Sorry guys, I had some issues last week. Internet actually went down for a little bit. Just sometimes happens. At any rate, we are back with Between Two Worlds, and I think we're on the third chapter. There's 8 total right now, and that's of 2023, so 9 should drop sometime this year. If we get through the game before that time, then we'll move on to something else. Excuse me, we'll move on to something else, and of course we'll play Chapter 9 when it comes out, so that you'll continue the adventure. So let's go ahead and get started. Started out on a good note, right, Grim? Okay. Waking in the morning, you find that you are alone in bed, but there is a pleasant smell of bacon and eggs in the air. Ooh, sounds good. Rolling over, you look to the kitchen to see Hannah at the stove kicking and Kaylee... Cooking, not kicking. And Kaylee sitting at the table. The girls are talking quietly, obviously in an attempt to not wake you up. You decide to just stay still and listen to their conversation for a while. I've done that before. And it's always like that? Oh, that was almost tame, to be honest. Oscar usually gets a little more lewd in his adventures. I think he kept it a bit cleaner for you. I wouldn't have minded it being dirty. It's not a big deal. Hannah turns, grinning at the young woman. Yeah, I hear you like your games to be more adult. Got some kink hiding beneath that innocent smile of yours. Oh my god, Skylar needs to mind her own business. How embarrassing. Laughing, the redhead turns back to the stove, finishing breakfast. Oh, don't worry about it so much, it's natural. Wouldn't you agree, Grim? You jump just a little as she says your name. Stretching, you smile at her before sitting up. Should have known better than to think you wouldn't notice. Like I said, you snore. It might not be loud, but we've been together long enough for me to know the difference between asleep and awake. Kaylee looks over at you, smiling shyly as she realizes you heard at least some of the conversation. It's okay, Kaylee. Your secret is safe with us. Let me take care of morning business, and I'll join the two of you. After doing your business, you join the girls at the table just as Hannah is finishing up. She places down plates of food for everyone. While the girls continue to talk, you take a moment to look across the table at Kaylee, memories of last night still fresh on your mind. You decide to casually probe, ask her some innocent questions. So, Kaylee, how'd you sleep last night? She looks at you and smiles politely. Pretty good, I guess. It's a little weird, though. The couch is actually nice to sleep on, but I must have been uncomfortable at some point. What do you mean? Well, when I wake up, I'm completely... Let's try that one again. Well, when I woke up, I was completely flipped around. Like, my head and feet had swapped places. Never done that before. Are you a sleepwalker? I don't think so. At least no one has ever told me I am. Pretty sure it's not something you're aware of. So she's either playing it off really well, or she really doesn't know what happened. That's fine with me. Time to change the subject. So, what's on the agenda today? I'd be dropping Kaylee off at her place on the way home. Class was canceled for me, so I think I'll spend some time with Bailey. I'm going to have a lazy day, probably. Not in school anymore, so I don't have to worry about that. Oh, that's right. You did some homeschooling with Eric. How was that? It was all right, I guess. I'm a bit of an introvert, so I meant I didn't have to deal with the usual social issues of school. That's a positive way of looking at it. I don't know if I could do it. I was hypersocial in high school. Mostly with the girls, I'm sure. Well, sure, but guys too. Hell, I've known Oscar and Kenny since we were kids. Yeah, and according to Oscar, you always had a girl on each arm. Hey, I had a way with words. I got you, didn't I? She stands, clearing the dishes to the sink, smiling at you. Didn't say that. Okay. You sure did, Casanova. And as a reward, I'll let you clean up the mess while we girls head out. Kaylee laughs a little before getting up and giving you a surprisingly tight hug. Thank you again for letting me stay last night. I enjoyed the movie and the company. You're most welcome. I'm always happy to have cute girls around. You hear Hannah's phone ding as she finishes up. All right. Stop flirting with Skylar's little sister. We gotta get going. Uber is outside waiting. The girls quickly head out, leaving you alone to clean up the dishes and kitchen. You make quick work of it before heading to the couch and taking a seat. You pull the weird book out, which had been placed underneath. Staring at it for a moment, you start to feel a pull within you, urging you to open it, leaf through the pages. Your hand starts to move of its own accord, as if under the control of someone else. You don't even notice at first. Moving along the book, it slides along the bottom, taking hold of the cover. Pulling, it starts to open. A shiver shoots up your spine, and you realize something is very wrong. Closing the cover again, you sit back, shaking your head a bit. What is going on with this thing? You wonder what you should do with it. It's just a damn book. Thinking it's anything else is just crazy. Besides, I told Oscar I'd help him with new adventures. Ignoring the pull to read through it immediately, you place the book back under the couch, determined to read through it later. Content with the choice, you move towards your laptop, ready to do some work and start the day. You spent the day buried in code, working on the next update of your game. I didn't know he did that. Even with how focused you are, you feel an almost imperceptible pull of desire to go pick up the book again. Thankfully, you barely notice and chalk it up to curiosity, working through the day excited for the coming weekend. Day 10, Saturday. After an uneventful night, you wake to sunlight pouring in the window and your phone vibrating on the nightstand. Reaching over, you see that Hannah is calling. Good morning, beautiful. Hey, babe, did I wake you up? Yeah, but it's fine. What's up? There was a change in seating plans for heading to the lake. Oscar's running late and Skylar's mom let her borrow the car. You're riding with the girls if that's okay. Of course it is. Are we meeting at her place or what? Emily and I are already here. We'll come by and pick you up on the way. Probably an hour or so. Sounds good. I'll be ready. See you soon. The call ends and you take a moment before finally rolling out of bed. After a quick shower, you make a small breakfast before packing up a few things for the trip. The girls are right on time as you head out to meet them at the car. Skylar and Emily are in the front and Hannah is in the back. You drop your small bag in the trunk before jumping in next to Hannah. Good morning, ladies, and a very happy birthday to you, Emily. Thank you, Grim, but be warned, that's probably the only time you get to mention it. I've made it a rule. Now it's just a good time with friends. You laugh a little, but agree to her command. Hannah leans close to whisper to you. She just wants to get the attention off of her. We're playing along as our gift. Hannah gets closer, kissing you. You run your fingers through her hair, enjoying it. You hear Skylar clear her throat. All right. Calm down, you two. Plenty of time for that this weekend. Don't need to stain my mom's seats. Laughing, Hannah breaks the kiss, sitting back and taking your hand in hers. Well, that's always nice. Skylar begins the long drive out of town, heading for the lake. The girls turn on some music, enjoying the trip. Driving through the city, the four of you enjoy friendly banter, jokes, and general people watching. It's not long before you leave the city behind and head out to wide open roads. The mood is very relaxed as the friends dance in their seats. You leave the city and soon the countryside is passing by the window at a good clip. As the girls speak loudly to each other to be heard over the music, you look out the window lost in thought. You are pulled back to the present as Hannah speaks to you directly, getting your attention. Hey, we're gonna stop at the convenience store up ahead. Come in with me. Will do. Could probably piss anyway. Thanks for sharing that. I just want to pick up a few things real quick. A few minutes later, Skylar pulls into the place. It's a nice little upscale gas station. She parks and everyone gets out. Don't take too long. I want to get back on the road and out to the lake. Yes, Mom, we get it. You run off to take care of business before quickly rejoining Hannah. You find her looking through the tourist souvenir stuff. T-shirts, shot glasses, etc. She doesn't seem to notice you approach. I didn't know you were in the tacky roadside t-shirts. She jumps just a bit, putting her hand to her chest before glaring at you. Jeez, don't sneak up on me like that. I didn't really sneak. I guess you were just overwhelmed with the beauty and quality of these clothes. Ha! I think I felt sandpaper softer than some of this fabric. I'm sorry, though. It wasn't your fault. My mind was wandering, I guess. Something bothering you? Anything I can help with? No, not really. It's really strange, to be honest. The past week or so, I've just had some problems focusing, I think. Like, my mind just goes blank randomly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stressed from school. This little trip might help. Just relax and let loose a bit, you know? Well, if there is anything I can do, just let me know. Maybe give you a massage or something? She smiles, looking up at you with adoration. That would be nice. Thank you, Grim. Come on. Let's load up on some junk food and get back to the car before Mama Skylar gets mad at us. The two of you spend a little more time grabbing a few snacks and drinks before everyone meets back up at the car. Jumping back in, Skylar quickly returns to the road. After a few minutes, Emily looks back at you, smiling. So, Grim, any more random dream girls? You told them, huh? It slipped out this morning. I really didn't mean to. You put on a smile, giving a bit of confidence that you don't entirely feel. It's not a big deal, and no, Emily, no new girls. Sorry to disappoint. You hear Emily laugh a little before she turns back around and looks out the window. Kinda leans over to you. I really am sorry. We started talking about dreams and it just came out. I didn't think about it. Don't worry, it's really not a big deal, though I'm sure you can think of a way to make it up to me, right? She snakes her arm under yours, cuddling up to you. I can imagine a few things that might be of interest. The rest of the drive is short, and before long, you're pulling onto the road leading to the lake house. Arriving at the lake house in late afternoon, you bring your things in and stop to look at the home. Wow, Hannah, nice place you got us. Good thing you got a deal on it. Looks like it would normally be hyper expensive. Yeah, we got lucky. Still only 3 bedrooms, so Emily and Skylar will have to bunk together. Inside, Emily looks over at Skylar, putting an obvious look of disapproval. How about I get the 3rd bedroom to myself and Skylar sleeps with you two? Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. Maybe the couch? It was a joke, Grim. I have no problem sharing with Skylar. At least she doesn't snore like you do. What the hell? Why does everyone seem to think I snore all of a sudden? I don't snore. The girls all break up in laughter as you playfully sulk. You and the girls spend a little time putting things away and choosing rooms for the weekend. About an hour later, Oscar and Kenny also arrive, bringing the supply of drinks and, of lesser importance, food. Not for me. Kenny has apparently decided that he'll be barbecuing without telling anyone. There's a general chorus of groans and complaints. After several minutes, he successfully convinces the group to let him show that he has learned, and he moves off the deck to start preparing. As the girls sit down and get into deep philosophical conversations about fashion, you and Oscar decide to join Kenny. Stepping out onto the deck, you find him working on the food, dancing to a song that only he seems to hear. Oscar clears his throat. Oh shit, sup guys? Didn't hear you come out. We notice. Do I need to be concerned that you seem to be hearing music that isn't playing? I mean, I've done that. Nah, man, just getting into my groove. I'm just excited to cook for everyone, you know? Looking around, you notice a jacuzzi off to the far side of rather expensive deck. A rather expensive deck. Hey guys, look what we've got here. Might be nice to relax in that under the stars tonight. Yeah, saw that when I came out. Good thing I brought my Speedo. You did not. Stop. Kenny grins, moving close to Oscar. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I guess we'll find out later. Nobody wants to see you in a Speedo. Well, almost nobody. But how about you stick with regular trunks, huh? Fine, have it your way. I'll keep the junk in the trunks. Oscar sighs loudly, speaking to himself. Fuck me. Not now, Oscar. People are around. You can be so vulgar sometimes. Well then, I think I'll leave the two of you to sort yourselves out. Just don't leave a mess. Hannah would like to keep her cleaning deposit. Please don't encourage him, Grim. Kenny busts up laughing as you turn and walk back inside. You walk back into the main room and you find the girls discussing the finer points of silk versus velvet. Grabbing a few drinks, you drop yourself into a seat across from them, hoping to change the topic. So how about them bears? No. Sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask something. Something fairly important. They all look at you, their conversation grinding to a halt. You give them a moment of anticipation before speaking again. Have you ever wondered, why is there a D in fridge, but not in refrigerator? They continue staring at you before looking at each other and then back to you. Emily is the first to respond, still looking at you. Hannah, how much would you miss Grim if he happened to die in his sleep tonight? Just make sure you put the pillow on the right person, please, and try not to let him struggle too much. I enjoy my beauty sleep. Smiling at them, you hand out the extra bottles that you brought with you and sit back. Sorry to spoil your insightful conversation, ladies. Please, continue! Emily puts her arm to her head, throwing both backwards in a dramatic pose. No, it is forever ruined by your barbaric ways. The patriarchy strikes again. With a bit of laughter, they open their bottles and put them together, toasting the weekend. By the way, there's a hot tub out on the deck. Thought it might be nice to use after dinner. Let's try that one again. Thought it might be nice to use it after dinner, if you're interested. Oh my god, how did you not tell us about the hot tub? I didn't really read all the details of the listing, to be honest. Saw it was available at a great price, and I just jumped on it. So I didn't know either. This is amazing. I haven't been in a hot tub in years. And we get to stargaze at the same time? Best birthday ever. Skylar, just a reminder that it's not your birthday. I don't care. I'm now laying claim to it. You don't mind sharing, right? Also, we're coming back here for mine, just so you know. Just wait until you see the lake. It's beautiful. I looked at those pictures quite a bit. You're going to love it. She looks over at you, giving you a smile. Also, there are apparently some more private places that a person or persons can sneak off to. Gross. Please don't pollute the lake with Grimm's baby batter. Why not? Pretty sure that's how mermaids are made. Skylar, wouldn't you like your own mermaid? Okay, let's ride that train of thought. Are you asking me if I'd like to own your child? A child that also happens to be a crossbreed of man and fish? When you put it that way, no, you probably shouldn't own any offspring. Seems like you would discriminate. How about I just say it again? Keep your little swimmers away from the lake's big swimmers. You know, with your natural ability for euphemisms, your English lit grade really should be higher. Yeah, I don't think my professor would approve of my natural euphemisms. She's kind of old world like that. That's an interesting way of putting it. Oscar pops his head in, interrupting the conversation. Hey guys, Kenny says he'll be done in a few minutes. Can someone prep the table? Yeah, I'll do it. How's it look? Think it'll be edible? Well, if it tastes as good as it smells, we should be alright. He really has gotten better. Thanks, Sky. Skylar nods, moving to the kitchen to set up for dinner, leaving you with Emily and Hannah. You know, I kinda wish I brought my Switch. I think it would be fun to beat your asses at some Mario Party tonight. Always time for Mario Party, right, folks? We come out to the lake for the weekend, away from the city, and you wanna play on your Switch? Hey. I one time attended a camp out where the guy brought the GameCube and we played the GameCube outside and it was fun. And the girls were looking at all of us guys like, look at these men. We're supposed to be out enjoying nature and they're sitting there playing Smash Brothers. It's like, it's fun though. Hey, it's my birthday. I can do what I want, right? Besides, you'd be obligated to lose to make me happy. No way I'd just let you win. Gotta whoop that ass no matter what. Speaking of which, you know, when I was growing up, it was almost tradition to spank the birthday boy or girl as a joke. One hit per year. Yeah, no, you're not getting anywhere near my ass. Save that for Hannah. You look over at Hannah, a grin slowly forming. It takes her a moment to realize what you're thinking. She laughs, bolting for the kitchen. Emily grins, eyebrow raised, before getting up to join the others. A moment later, Oscar and Kenny come in, each with a plate of food piled high. You all sit around the table, giving a happy Kenny words of approval, the food actually being pretty good, as you dig in. Wow, well, he did good. It was worth it to have this man cook. I had faith in this man, and he came through, dammit. Having finished dinner, you join Kenny in the kitchen to help clean up. Hey man, that was actually really good. Thank you for dinner. Glad you liked it. I told you that I worked on it and got better. I'm proud of you. Takes a lot for a person to accept a failing and do something about it. Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate that. You know, I can handle this. Excuse me, he says, you know, I can handle this. You go get ready to join the girls. Oscar and I will join you in a few. Sure, thanks. See you in a bit. Don't worry, guys. We will see the hot tub stuff. You leave. We'll try that one again. You leave him to finish the cleanup, going into the spare room that you and Hannah are using for the weekend. As you enter, Hannah's in the process of changing into her suit. Bottoms are on, tits are out. She looks over at you and smiles. Hey, babe, done helping Kenny? He's finishing up and told me to come get ready. You walk up behind her, pulling her in for a hug, wrapping your arms around her. Have I told you how beautiful you are recently? Women love to be told how beautiful they are. That's one thing. You can keep a relationship if you do that. You know. Yep, but it never hurts to say it more. You bite at her neck playfully, running your hands up her sides. She leans into you, tilting her head to the side, moaning as you nip at her. After a moment, she bumps you backwards with her ass. All right, Casanova, calm down a bit. We need to go join the others. I don't know. I think they can wait a minute or two. Don't you think so, folks? She steps forward, grabbing her top and putting it on. If you think you're only going a minute or two, then I'm definitely cutting you off. This isn't 1776. I'm not interested in a minute, man. Wow. Damn. Completely denied. As if. I know you have no complaints about my endurance. It's not just about a single race. I need you to be able to compete in the marathon later tonight. Uh-oh. You move in close to her once again, moving to grab her waist. See, now that's what I like to hear. She laughs, slapping your hands away. Nope, not now. You can have your dessert later. Get dressed. I'm going to get the girls and go out to the tub. She spins, leaving the room and closing the door behind her. You quickly change into your trunks and head out to join her. Walking out on the deck, you find Emily and Skylar already in the water, and Hannah standing on the side talking with Emily. Looking at Skylar, she is leaning against the rail, eyes closed, arms spread wide, content and happy. She opens her eyes and looks over at you, giving you a smile. Well, don't just stand there. Come join us. This feels wonderful. You step up and into the hot tub, taking a seat next to Skylar. Hannah walks around to the steps. You offer her a hand, which she takes, smiling, and help her into the tub. You look at Emily, who is mostly underwater, just her head sticking out. You feeling shy tonight, Em? That's not like you. Nope, not at all. Just enjoying the water, in fact. She suddenly stands up, twisting to grab a bottle of wine sitting on the raised portion of the deck. She starts to pour glasses for each of you. Here, Oscar actually got some decent wine. Enjoy. Also, there's some water bottles, there's some water bottles up behind you. Make sure you drink water too. Alcohol and hot tubs can be a bad combo, so stay hydrated. Yes, Mom. Do we also have a curfew? Emily smirks at the sarcasm before responding. Hey, if you want to pass out and possibly drown, go for it. Just know that I won't be giving you mouth-to-mouth. The mood is jovial as the four of you engage in general conversation for a few minutes before Oscar and Kenny finally join you. Emily moves over towards Skylar as Skylar nudges up close to you to make room for the two men. Alright, bitches, how's it going out here? Shit, look at the sky. Those are some beautiful stars. Wow. Everyone looks up and takes in the star-filled sky for the first time. Amazing. Can't get a view like that in the city, that's for sure. Right. Thanks for setting this up for us, Hannah. It's nice to get away for a while. Makes me miss those outdoor parties we used to have. We should thank Emily's dad for knocking up her mom. That's the real reason we're here, after all. Oscar slaps Kenny's chest as everyone laughs. You don't talk like this when it's just the two of us. Only when we're in groups. I don't get you sometimes. Well, I know you like a little sweet and sour sometimes. When we're alone, I'm all sweet. Now it's time for the sour. Just have to swallow it as it comes, right? Emily does a spit take at that as Oscar buries his head in his hands. Oh my god. Oscar, you're cute when you're embarrassed. Please don't encourage him. They share a bit of good-natured ribbing at Oscar's expense before Skylar interrupts, raising her now nearly empty wine glass. I'd like to toast to Emily. You're a wonderful friend, even if you have questionable fashion sense. Happy birthday to you and welcome to your 20s. You, Hannah and Emily, raise your glasses to join hers while Oscar and Kenny add a couple beer bottles. The glasses are quickly emptied and Emily just as quickly refills them. My turn. Thank you all for this. I know I can be crabby sometimes, but I do appreciate and love each of you. I couldn't imagine a better birthday. Glasses and a pair of bottles clink together once again as the drinks continue to flow. So, Emily, when will you be adopting your first cat? What do you mean? Oh, I assume now that you're officially getting old, you'll want to get started on your crazy cat lady future. How dare you? I plan to die alone in a tiny house in the forest away from the world. Humanity and cats be damned. Yeah, let's leave the pussy obsession to Grimm. The group laughs as you shrug, feeling no need to defend yourself from the truth. Good-natured conversation continues, as does the drinking. It's not long before Oscar stands, putting a hand on Kenny's shoulder. All right, ladies and Emily, I'm gonna call it a night. Kenny? Are you joining me or hanging out for a bit? Think I'll come with you. I admit this heat is starting to get to me. He rises, joining Oscar as they both step out of the hot tub. Good night, everyone. See you in the morning. Don't get into trouble now. The four of you say your good nights as they head back inside. Emily turns back and looks at each of you after her and Skylar spread it back out a bit. All right, so who's up for some truth or dare? Aren't we a little too old for that? As every character in every AVN I've played in a long while says. Depends on the questions and the dares. Come on, let loose, have some fun. Skylar looks at you and Hannah, clearly wondering your opinion. I think it could be fun, and I've certainly had enough to drink to enjoy it. Grim? Sure, why not? But let's be clear, anyone can refuse to do something they don't want to. They don't want to do, rather. No one will be forced. Of course not, but if you refuse, you have to take a double shot. Yep, them's the rules. Alright, I guess so. Who starts? It's Emily's weekend. Seems like she should start. Emily smiles, clearly happy with this idea. Alright, let's do this, but one extra rule. If the person selects truth, then everyone has to answer. Deal? Everyone shrugs and nods. Awesome. Okay, so, Hannah, truth or dare? Truth. I'll start it out easy for everyone. How often do you masturbate? Wait, that's what you consider easy? Emily shrugs. It is for me. I'll even answer first. I do at least 3 or 4 times a week. Thinking about that myself. I'd say a few times a week as well. But sometimes, not at all. Like, I can go 5 days. Some people are like, 5 days! Well, yeah. Okay, fine. Maybe once a week for me. Benefit of having Grim at my beck and call. And what about you, Grim? A few times a week? I'd say a few times a week. Not too much, I guess. Not bad. Not bad at all. Seems like a bit too much to me, to be honest. Maybe that's why you've been dreaming of strange girls. It's good for your prostate. 21 times a month is what they say, folks. Look it up. You give her a glare, but it melts away as she smiles at you and leans forward to give you a kiss. Alright, what about you, Sky? How often do you break out the slip and slide? Skylar visibly shrinks in on herself, very clearly embarrassed, but she takes a deep breath and looks Emily dead in the eye. Like, twice a week, maybe. I don't know. I don't exactly keep track of it. Happy? That's hot. Who would have thought sweet and innocent Skylar actually beats around the bush? There's no bush, thank you very much. She immediately covers her mouth, realizing what she just said. The rest of you bust up laughing. Yep, that's one thing about alcohol. When you're a little buzzed, things start coming out. They're like, oh shit, I can't believe I just said that. And it's not necessarily bad things. It's just like, the filter just goes. It's like, oh shit, yeah, did I just say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Bonus information that we didn't even ask for. Sky, I can't believe you. Can we move on now, please? Of course, didn't want to disturb the hairless cat. Everyone laughs except Skylar, who groans into her hands again. Alright, my turn then. Grim, truth or dare? Truth, and don't worry about going easy on me. Alright then. Do you have an unfulfilled fantasy that you would share with us? Lesbian voyeurism. That's very, very... That's very popular. On Pornhub, I know that. I'm not anal sex, threesome, or groups. Yeah! I mean, I've got the typical male fantasy, of course, having a three-way or group sex. Remember, I talked to a former soldier. He and his wife, he ordered some girls in Las Vegas. Come down, do the thing. He said it was amazing. Mike, that's great. Love to hear it. Why am I not surprised? Not the most original, but that's okay, I guess. I've thought about it myself, to be fair. I don't know that I've personally considered it, but I don't think I'd refuse it in the right circumstances. The three of you again look at Skylar, looking for a response. She takes a moment to consider her answer. I don't know. You guys, I've never done, well, you know. So I don't know that I have any fantasies to share. I don't have the experience to judge it with. That's fair. Alright, I can accept that. Well then, time to move on. Sky, truth or dare? I don't feel like losing any clothes, so truth. Lame! Hush, Em, it's her turn. Alright, let's see. Oh, I know. Skylar, have you ever taken dirty photos of yourself? Her eyes go wide, almost as if she was caught doing something, surprised by the question. She looks to the sky for a second before looking back down and answering. Maybe, yes, okay, yes, I have. I think pretty much everybody has done that in this modern day and age. No shit, for who? When was this? For no one, and none of your business. I don't know, there have been a few times where I thought I was looking really good and I just did it. Yeah, it happens. That's hot. Oh hey, completely unrelated. Sky, can I borrow your phone real quick? I left mine inside. Oh stop it. I don't keep them on my phone. I'm not stupid. Too many cloud hacks. No way. So you admit that these pictures currently exist somewhere, huh? Interesting. What about you? You have to answer too, you know. Oh, hell yeah I have. I don't give a damn. Nudity really isn't a big deal to me. I've got a nice body now. Might as well save memories of it, right? Exactly! Because you won't have that body forever. Well, you will have that body forever, but you won't have that body in that condition forever. That's just life. I can understand that. And yeah, Grim may or may not have a few images of me. Possibly quite recently. Hey, Grim, can I borrow your... No, you cannot. Anyway, Grim, what about you? Any unsolicited dick pics? Mine are always solicited. Unsolicited? No. Requested? Yeah, back when I was in high school. Alright, Sky, your turn. Emily, you're the only one who hasn't gone yet, so it's on you. Truth or dare? Dare, of course. Alright, so nudity isn't a big deal. Take off your top. Emily smiles at the woman, both surprised and impressed at her forwardness. She slowly reaches behind her back, undoing the bikini top, eyes never leaving Skylar's before pulling it up and over. She holds it up, proudly displaying her chest before tossing it out of view and rubbing her now free tits for a second. See? They're just boobs. Not a big deal. But now it's my turn, and I challenge you to be more daring. So, truth or dare? You know what? I know where this is headed, and I say, fuck it. I won't even let you say it. It's my choice. She leans forward, quickly reaching back and undoing her own top. The straps fall, and she peels the wet fabric from her body. She copies Emily, holding it up in the air, before tossing it to the side as well, her tits jiggling a bit with the action. Here, or excuse me, there, see? You're not the only one who can do it. She looks away from Emily, towards you and Hannah, and suddenly seems to remember that it's not just the two of them in the hot tub. Covering herself, she looks back. Man, she really cannot handle her liquor. She's going this crazy. Covering herself, she looks back and forth between the two of you, suddenly embarrassed. Regaining her composure, she seems to realize that it's too late for modesty and drops her hands again, looking at the water. Hannah smiles at her, calling out to get the young woman's attention. You're okay, just remember, we're all friends. You're safe with us. Yeah, you do have to do that to people sometimes. I've been in situations. I've even had people say that to me sometimes. Because, you know, you do start revealing things, and people are like, it's okay, we're your friends. Thank you, but you know what I have to do now, right? Hannah laughs, knowing that this was coming. She reaches back, untying her own top and tossing it to join the others. There, see? No big deal, right? No big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, especially since Grim is the first guy to see my breasts, but that's okay. It's okay. Alright, I think we've pushed your comfort zone far enough tonight. I say we call it here. The heat is getting to be too much anyway. Aww, now who's the mom? But fine, I guess it's alright. It's been fun, and we all learned a bit about each other. It's been fun. Yeah, even though it's a little weird, I agree. This was fun. Emily and Skylar are first to rise, stepping out of the water and grabbing towels. The two of them run off into the house, leaving you alone with Hannah. Well, that was interesting. I can't believe Skylar did that. Emily, not surprising to be honest. Yeah, I did not expect that to happen tonight. Wow. You know, I'm feeling kind of hot, and not just from the water. Ready to head in? Do you really need to ask? You step out first before helping Hannah out of the tub and shutting it off. The two of you proceed to dry off before heading to your room. The two of you step into the room, Hannah turning to face you as she peels off her bikini bottoms. Ooh! Looks like we're going into a scene. That seems to be a nice stopping point then, right guys? Because we do have other content. And I guess I'll just go ahead and continue doing the content on, on joystick.tv, right, joystick.tv. Sorry, it's a little late, 1:30 in the morning, the brain's like, where am I? But let's go ahead and end it right off here, and definitely coming back next week with more Between Two Worlds. So stay tuned, and remember, you can pick up the game at itch.io, Steam, and yes, F95. And I am out. I'll see you guys in a minute for Treasure of Nadia. Stay tuned.